Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we ain't got no ladies and gentlemen. We don't need no stinking ladies and gentlemen. Everybody's welcome. Good afternoon, all, and happy 4th of July Eve here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and, of course, 106.3WORD.com, and, you know, all the places, 101.5 FM in Anderson and 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca. Glad to have you with us today. Jimbo in for the Bobster, and always a pleasure to have a chance to fill in for him. We'll be back being Bob sometime, I forget, later this month. Whatever. I have it written down. I'll be here. In the meantime, you can be here as well, courtesy of the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. Our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, 71307. We'll check out what's happening on the line here momentarily. By the way, I'm having a quarantine party this weekend, and no one is invited. Just thought I'd let you know. The non-invitation will not be in the mail. Oh, mercy. Merciful heavens here. You know, if this had just been called the stay-at-home challenge and posted on Facebook, the virus would be gone by now. Have you thought about that? And why do they call it the novel coronavirus? It's a long story. Bada-boom. Thank you. Thank you. We're here not all week, but all afternoon anyway, till 7 o'clock, after which, of course, it is Mark Levin time hereabouts. And I was just looking at some of the stuff that was coming down. Goodness, at 8 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock here. I guess you've heard about the attack against the racist Cracker Barrel. Well, I mean, the name says it all, so it has to be racist, right? Sure, I think so. Has to be racist there. Racist Rice Krispies. You heard about this? This former labor politician in Britain notes those white boys snap, crackle, and pop on the cover of Rice Krispies boxes. That's got to be racist. And how is it that Coco Pops gets a mascot who is a monkey? Obviously, racism, right down to the core. Eskimo Pies. If you were going to ask you what's next, Eskimo Pies, that would be correct. I suppose now they're going to be known as Indigenous Northern People Pies. I'm not sure exactly what will be correct, and it's so important that we all be correct. Yes. This you don't see this, but those of us in the media do. This is an official Associated Press style change now, and we see this in the copy that we get from the Associated Press. The word black is always with a capital B now when referring to people. And yeah, you can certainly count on the fact, no, white people absolutely do not get a capital W. In fact, I think they're looking probably for something smaller than a lowercase W to use in the case of white people, because we are all racist pigs. Oink, oink. Gone with the Wind. HBO Max has removed Gone with the Wind from their repertoire of films. Never mind the fact that movie gave the first ever African-American Oscar to Hattie McDaniel for Best Supporting Actress. Nope, racist to the core. And, of course, Looney Tunes. Looney Tunes is coming back on HBO Max, but Elmer Fudd will not have a gun. Yosemite Sam will not be going after varmints with guns. No, no, no. They have scythes, anvils, lots of TNT, no guns. No guns. Because this is a very politically correct Yosemite Sam. And we will not be nailing any wascally wabbits with guns. Heaven forbid. Let's see. Oh, no. Oh, this is something here also, this little inside radio here. But we tend to pretty much think of urban music. It means essentially black music, a variation of black, a lot of black artists. Anyway, Warner Music Group, which is one of the big record companies, one of the big three, will be stopping the term urban to refer to music by black artists. Instead, a number of other companies will be using terms like hip-hop or R&B instead. Okay. I just wanted you to be up to date here, because we have to be very up to date, and so that we do not offend anyone, okay? This is important. And, there are more. I just was going through the stack, and it's pretty remarkable. It is hard. I'll tell you something. If you are a satirist, let's say, you do parodies, okay? You poke fun. The secret to poking fun at something is that you exaggerate it. How are you a satirist in this day and age of the social norms that go rushing by? How do you poke fun at that? How do you exaggerate what we are seeing? It's virtually impossible. Down come the statues of Abraham Lincoln. Oh, really? Ulysses S. Grant. Oh, really? Whose armies freed all of the slaves in the South. Down comes that. Thomas Whittier. This is probably my favorite statue of all in terms of a statue of limitations, which I guess they all are these days. Thomas Whittier's statue was torn down in Whittier, California. On the base of the statue, it noted Whittier's claim to fame. Granted, it was a five-syllable word, and I'm sure that's four syllables beyond a lot of these mental midgets, but they described him as an abolitionist. That's right. They tore down a statue of an abolitionist. How do you satirize things like this? I do not know. But I do know this. Go for it. Keep it up. Keep on doing it. For all of you out there who are poking all of these attacks at anything and everything out there, and I'm sure it's only a matter of time before somebody is going to launch a terror attack against the Washington Monument or the Lincoln Memorial or, yes, even Mount Rushmore. Oh, somebody's going to have to. You'll have all kinds of street cred after you do that. Keep up keeping up, okay? Now, you may be wondering, what, Jim, you want all of these things to happen? No, I certainly do not. However, I want them to keep pushing. Keep pushing. As loudly, as obnoxiously, as insistently as you possibly can. Keep pushing. Because if you do so, you may just hand the election back to Donald Trump. Keep pushing. Every time I read one of these stories, I say, go for it. Keep pushing. We'll talk some more about the rationale, the reasoning behind that as we continue this afternoon. Jim Bohannon in for Bobby Mack, and it's fun to be with you today. Hope that you have pleasant plans and that you can have a safe and happy 4th and also 5th, 6th, and 7th as far as that goes. Good to have you with us here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. And, of course, our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, 71307. And we are, of course, 106.3 WORD, now at 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca, 101.5 FM in Anderson, and everywhere on the radio.com app. Time now, 3:15.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Afternoon, all. Thank you so much. Good to have you with us this afternoon at 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, 71307 here. I feel that I should clean the house, and therefore I'm heading out to the garden later until that feeling passes. Oh, and everyone, please be careful. There is a DUI checkpoint on the corner of hallway and kitchen. Got to be careful. Oh, good to have you with us this afternoon. Bobby Mack is out practicing the old golf game and still trying, of course, to break 60 on Pebble Beach, which I have no doubt he will succeed in doing again. We, in the meantime, look out on a wild and crazy world out there. What is not racist? Oh, well, I don't know. Let's see here. Texter says, Jim, I just came home from the hardware store with a master lock. Does that make me a racist? Yes, racist! Racist! You are a racist! He owns a master lock, don't you see? And, well, you get it. Right. Ah, another texter says, Jim, this is all about preventing President Trump's reelection, but you knew that already. LOL. Yeah, it is. It is, absolutely. That is goal number one. But let me explain to you why I root for all of these people. Every time you see something that is incredibly weird and often very stupid, I say, go for it. Keep it up. Keep it up. Here's why. Now, there's a class of people out there with whom I don't share a lot of sympathy or empathy. They are what I call Santa Claus liberals. And I'm going to get into the Santa Claus liberals here in just a moment. Because they are very important. And what's more, they could do this country a real service. We'll see. In the meantime, let us head out to the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063. And Jerry calls in from Inman this afternoon about those statues of limitations. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Jimbaugh. I just wanted to say that I haven't heard anybody mention the fact that there is a statue of Lenin in the Fremont section of Seattle, Washington. Nobody has said any word about it. It's an actual statue.
No, you are quite correct. You are absolutely correct. There is such a statue. It went not only it was not taken down, I think it went totally untouched, revered perhaps,
right,
but untouched during the recent occupation there. Lenin, of course, who killed millions in
right,
the Soviet Union. Not accidentally, not collateral damage. He set out to kill millions, and he did. And all that kept him from killing millions, as many millions as Joe Stalin did, was that Lenin made the mistake of dying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you are quite correct.
Yeah, I just
absolutely
wanted to remind everybody about
yeah,
that. You know, because of all the statue talk, there's that one right there in the state of Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody mentioned it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Jimbo, for taking my call.
Appreciate Jerry. Yes, thank you very much for your call. And Jerry is absolutely correct. Indeed, that statue went untouched because, of course, Lenin obviously was a great humanitarian. You can ask the Kulaks, you can ask the Armenians, so you can ask a lot of people if you could find them, of course, and of course you can find some of them. Some of them made it to cemeteries. Many of them are just in mass unmarked graves, but yeah, one of the great humanitarians of our times, Vladimir Lenin, absolutely. So yeah, those are your statue problems out there, my friends, and we have quite a few of them. I would note the people that I am at this moment concerned about are people with whom I ordinarily have little in common. I call them Santa Claus liberals. These are basically the people that another term for them is hemophiliac liberals, because they bleed for all causes. Anybody out there who is aggrieved or feels aggrieved this week, let's throw money at them. They are extremely generous with your money and my money. I'm not sure how generous they are with their own money, but certainly with other people's money, very generous. Santa Claus liberals. They are your garden variety liberals. That's probably the most common particular type of liberal out there. The Santa Claus liberals. Now, I will tell you something about the Santa Claus liberals. They are not inclined to rip the country apart. Many of them will sit back and they will just say, oh, well, gosh, I wish they wouldn't do that. That would be their response to vandalizing, looting, terror, thuggery, and the like. But they're not predisposed to do so. Now, they have got to look at all of the things that we have been seeing and hearing and watching and say to themselves, well, now, you really shouldn't be doing that. I mean, we're all in support of all of your legitimate demands, blah, 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 but you really shouldn't be doing that. These people are approachable. They are approachable in this way. These are people who could be possibly persuaded that unless some responsible Democrat comes forward and actually says, hey, cut it out. Let's not go crazy. Like, say, Joe Biden, for example, 26 now, past 3 o'clock. Unless somebody comes out and says that, then you've got to ask, are they persuadable? Maybe. John, who is Zeller, actually, who owns Tanner's Big Orange in Greenville, and joins us this afternoon. Hi, John.
Hello. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine. Actually, it's only Jim substituting for Bob, but good to have you on this afternoon.
I just turned it on, and I was thinking that maybe you had somebody filling in, but okay, Jim, fine. I had spoke to Joey Hudson on the morning program on your competitor station, so I figured I'd give you equal air time to because I had a lot of people coming at me after the news conference yesterday asking me questions. Just wanted to clear up a couple of things, if possible, because many people were confused about whether or not we were closing down, because actually at this moment we are closed, but we'll reopen next Thursday. The people that are protesting in front of Tanner's, say they represent BLM, and they're just drove by my place, and they're still out there, and we'll see what's going on. But I've met with a very good element in the black community, and the press conference yesterday took on a positive feel, almost like a tent meeting, and almost like a religious revival or whatnot. And many people were encouraged, and I'm hoping that energy continues.
Now, you've been quoted as regretting a social media post. That, again, I'm just reading what I see in the news out there.
Well, that's right. I regretted it terribly. The biggest mistake I've made in my life.
Is that resonating? Are people saying, okay, anybody can make a mistake? Or are they giving you a break? Or have we lost John?
In my capacity, I see what I triggered me on Facebook, and I meant for it to be provocative, but I did not mean it in a racial sense, but it was taken that way, and that was very unfortunate.
Well, I guess the big question is, are you in fact getting a second chance, or are people willing to forgive and forget?
Some are and some aren't. What did P.T. Barney say? You know, all the people all the time, that doesn't happen. And, you know, I know I lost some customers. I had an incredible amount of people come saying they've never been there before, and they drove from Walhalla and Greenwood and Spartanburg, you know, just to see what was going on. So it's not only have I made contact with good people in the black community, especially Dr. Thompson and Tracy Fant, but some of the other pastors that we met with. But you know, there are a number of people in the white community that are just, of course, just very concerned about what they see going on in the country, and they want to do something, and that's why they came the whole nation is divided, and this thing has incredible energy to it.
Yeah. Well, now, John, I'll tell you what, we need to pause briefly, but could you stay on the line?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
All right, very good. That's John Zeller. He's the owner of Tanner's Big Orange in Greenville. This is 106.3 WORD, Jimbo for Bobby Mack, and the time now is 3:30.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Afternoon, all. Glad to have you with us this afternoon. And we got a call a little bit before the half-hour break from John Zeller, the owner of Tanner's Big Orange in Greenville. And he was explaining that he has apologized for the Facebook post that he had made. You know, this happened a while back, John. I must confess that this certainly seems to have legs.
Oh, yes, it does. It happened this Sunday. Will be 4 weeks. And, you know, the police and some of the people in the community told me that these things usually, you know, play out. There have been other things with Commissioner Black down in Malden, the statue in Walhalla, you know, that get bigger than what I am and whatnot. But I'm told by others that that this is a well-funded operation down here, and these people are aren't going anywhere. That's their declaration. And it is still in the news. Yeah.
There was some traffic incident involving a car that drove through your parking lot.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Questions about no one. Go ahead.
Yeah, of course, immediately it went out that I was, that he was a friend of mine, and I asked him to drive through the crowd and hit some people. I talked to the gentleman one time on the phone, since this happened, and hadn't met him. He tells me he used to be a regular customer of mine 20 years ago when he over here at the Ford dealership near me. And I understand that connected with what's going on there at Tanner's, that there have been three people lose their jobs because they called up and complained, threatened to boycott and, picket these other businesses if they can get sort of some, and the circumstances aren't really that important. But, I had a gentleman call me this morning, and he was extremely concerned because he said one of the TV stations, I won't mention which one, that's not really that important. Is making me look like Lester Maddox and these fellows out in the front like freedom fighters and Martin Luther King, and I was a teenager when Martin Luther King was assassinated, and I remember the racial tension then, and also the Rodney King incident, but this thing has a much sharper divide, and it just feels more dangerous. Even my wife says she's never experienced racial tension and hatred, that they targeted her with some things that I won't say on the radio. But he said he was, very concerned about it. I'm going to call up and complain. And, it just continues to go on.
I have to ask how business is. Certainly it's been tough for an awful lot of commercial enterprises in these pandemic days, and I'm just curious how business has been with you facing difficulties on perhaps two fronts.
Well, my business, we were already on the road because of the COVID shutdown. The mayor's half occupancy still have half our booths are taped off, and I definitely do not have money on hand, going into this thing a month ago. And, between everybody being on vacation right now, I mean, the whole city is just shut down, and it seems like everybody's at the mall. I did something that I realized once I got in there was quite foolish for me, that my wife needed to take a dress back, and I went to the mall with her, and it's not exaggerating, say half the people in the mall were black, and I realized that I felt like I was a spy in North Korea, quite frankly, but. You just feel it, and it probably wasn't the wisest thing for me. But
you're saying that your image has become that well known that people recognize you.
Boy, the number of calls that I got yesterday from people, and I think YFF4 led off their 5 o'clock newscast, with my picture and the coverage of it. So, I think I'm I'm glad this is mask season, so I didn't stick out because I needed that mask on today.
Wow. I will quote one person described as a community activist, but then again, isn't everyone these days. You can't treat the black community like this. We want him to leave. We want him to go. I must ask you very frankly if that thought hasn't occurred to you, maybe to move to some location more, shall we say, accepting and forgiving.
Well, that may be, but I'm the Scottish side of me, doesn't want to bend to intimidation, harassment, and fear, and that shouldn't succeed in our society. And we actually, since the thing started, by the second week into it, I didn't even take in enough money to pay my people that I have, and I've already had some people go out on unemployment because it's the business is so slow. But then it starts to build again. And then the police had a news conference, about the gentleman in the SUV, and because I'm a target, I'm visible. There's a physical place they can express their anger towards because they didn't go in front of the gentleman's house, but they were very upset that he wasn't charged with a hate crime with the assault, because the police charged the gentleman who was clearly on videotape throwing objects at this gentleman's vehicle. So he was trying to get out of the lot. And that was interpreted as being white privilege. The white guy gets away, and I've heard all this stuff, there's many people in the black community that just aren't having it. I hope there's a real genuine partnership, between the reasonable parts of the communities, black and white, and we can put some positives on this cause. Man, there's just a lot of negative news. I mean, you know, about this. I mean, BLM and Antifa, and it's just, you know, there's a lot of press, I know, on your station and also other places that, you know, about what's actually behind the BLM movement. And it's not Martin Luther King's dogma, his philosophy, not at all.
Well, again, we take note of what you have had to say and efforts that you have made in the direction of reconciliation, and just appreciate you calling in to give us an update of the extent to which that is being accepted. John, thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in.
All right, thanks for taking my call. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. John Zeller, he's the owner of Tanner's Big Orange in Greenville, and this is not going away now. This is coming up on a month old, but we pass that along for what it's worth this afternoon. Jim Bohannon sitting in for Bob McLean this afternoon, and we'll be here till 7, of course, which is Mark Levin time. And you know the drill. You know the schedule, right? Oh, I don't want to forget this, too, by the way. Sunday night, starting this Sunday night from 8 till 10 p.m., is a program here at 106.3 WORD called The Best of Bohannon. Sunday nights, 8 till 10 p.m., The Best of Bohannon. And we're very proud of the opportunity. So I'll not just be filling in here and yon, but I'll have my own little regular time slot on Sunday evening. So I hope you'll check that out. 8 till 10 p.m. Sunday, The Best of Bohannon. Here at 106.3 WORD, now at 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca, 101.5 FM in Anderson, and everywhere on the radio.com app. And our time now is 15 before 4.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Afternoon, all. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. It is 9 minutes now before 4 o'clock at 106.3 WORD. And we have a call from Robert in Greenville. Good afternoon, Robert.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, I was there yesterday. I was an all-day cracker out there with all those people. I was a counter-protester. So yesterday morning, I was there at 7:15, had my little signs made up. I wasn't starting any trouble. I was counter-protesting because I know that these people have been out there for 24 straight days, and I thought to myself, I had to actually take a day off or half a day off of work and move my schedule just in enough time so I could go out there and do a counter-protest to show my support, not just for Tanner's. I know the guy, he made a comment or whatever, and even all those people out there yesterday, yeah, we can forgive or forget, or we can forget, but we're not going to forget. And, you know, they talk about how godly they were and everything. And, you know, they were real nice in the beginning. Then all of a sudden, the agitators showed up. Well, when the agitators showed up, they called me every name in the book. Matter of fact, my brother showed up. They called him, and we were just talking with one another because I let it go through one ear and out the other. I mean, I'm an ex-infantryman, so I've gone through a lot of endurance stuff, so I don't let words bother me, you know. And then my cousin, she showed up, and they cussed her, called her everything in the book, and I thought to myself, and that's what I told those people. I said, you act like this is supposed to be a peaceful protest, but I said, if you called me, if that guy called you anywhere near the names that you're calling my cousin right now, I said, y'all ain't nothing but a bunch of racists. So they started doing Black Lives Matter. I said, all lives matter. No, it don't either. Not until Black Lives. See, It was all, the Tanners thing is just the front. That's all it is right now, because they're being supported. There's no way anybody in their right mind can actually go and make a living working at a regular job and take 25 days off of work to go protest. You see what I'm saying? So it's being funded. It's no secret anymore. But I just had enough of it. I just woke up yesterday morning. I said, I think I'm going to go do something right today. And I went and made me a couple signs, and I said, Satanist life matters. And you thought that I just crucified Christ walking out there up and down that sidewalk. But I had a lot of people come up, blow the horns, turned around because they thought I was a protester, turned around to come up to apologize to me for what they were thinking about me, knowing that I was supporting Tanners. So, yeah, it's not about Tanners anymore. They got their little buddy. They got their TV show. They got TV4 coming out there, of course. They didn't show me with my sign. All the things they were showing was, you know, the boycott. So, yeah, it's not about Tanners anymore. It's all about Black Lives Matter. So, but I went out and made my stand, period. And I'm like, they can do it, I can do it. But I had to take time off work to do it. So, anyway.
No one is subsidizing you, I take it, Robert.
Oh, no. See, I've been to Walhalla, you know. I went up there to counter-protest up there. You know, I've got the type of job where I might have a little bit of extra time to go do things, and I go do what I believe in, you know. But after I left yesterday, I felt so dirty. I felt so dirty being around all that filth, all the language. You know, two younger black guys, agitators and stuff, were doing everything they could to get me and my brother agitated. You know, cussing us, I mean, just calling you every name in the book. And I stood there and I thought to myself, you know, the terrorist guy might have made a comment by calling black guys bulls or whatever the thing was. I don't know what the whole thing was, because you didn't hear a direct reason why they were protesting. They were just there to protest, and now all of a sudden they got 10 or 15 of them out there wearing their Black Lives Matter shirts. Everybody's running around with their fist in the air. So the concept of protesting Tanners was just enough to get people like TV4 and Fox Channel News and all these people to come in here, get them on the TV, and then show how much more divisive we can be, how much more divided we can be in this country.
It's a tough call, of course, for the news media, because, yes, the coverage automatically engenders more such activity. On the other hand, it is a big story, and if you are doing your job as a news operation, you can't very well ignore it either. So do journalistic organizations wind up getting used? Yes, they do, but it's pretty hard to avoid getting used.
And you're right, and I agree with it, but like I said, it was, you know, the police came there and said because I was counter-protesting, they couldn't have us all together, all right? So they said I had 4 hours since I was there at the beginning. I had 4 hours to protest. And at 1:19, I could either leave or go across the road. Well, the more that showed up, the more weaker the police got. It was like, well, no, okay, now we got all these people here, and there's only three of you guys, so we're going to compromise. We're going to put y'all right next to each other on the sidewalk so they can bullhorn you to death. They could cuss you out. They could call you all kind of names, talk about your wives, talking about your daughters and all this everything. And, you know, and of course, you know, I had to leave because I had a job to go do yesterday afternoon, so I had to leave, but I wasn't leaving my brother and my cousin there, so I made them leave, you know, so they could have it. But I drove by there a while ago. Here it is, middle of lunchtime. They were all out there on the sidewalk. They're all up underneath the shade because, you know, the white guys ain't out there today, so they don't have nothing to prove. So, yeah, well, I was.
It obviously isn't stopping anytime soon. All right, Robert. Yeah. Thank you for your call and your listenership. Appreciate it very much. Jim Bohannon sitting in for Bob McLean this afternoon, and the latest regarding the circumstance at Tanner's Big Orange. And, of course, we heard from John Zeller himself early on this afternoon. So we'll talk about that and a host of other things in the news as well. Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean, and thank you for being with us this afternoon at 106.3 WORD. The time now, 3 minutes before 4.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.